Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us today as we spend time around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need.
Just bid each one welcome today as we gather here in the Lord's house, and we're just going to commit our meeting unto the Lord in prayer, please. Let's pray. Our loving God and eternal Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for the opportunity of assembling here before thee today. Dear Father, we thank and praise you that we come in and through that name of our blessed Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. Our Father God, we thank and praise you for that one who loved us with an everlasting love. We thank and praise you today for that one that gave his life a ransom there for the many on the cross of Calvary. Our Father, we thank you for the privilege which is ours to gather together in this place today. We thank and praise you, Lord, for the living word of the living God. Dear Father in heaven, we ask and pray that as thy word is preached and declared today, Lord, that thou would bless it to each one of our hearts. Our Father, we're mindful, Lord, of thy servant that would handle thy word, the Reverend McCammon. We ask and pray, Lord, that thou would fill him with thy Holy Spirit. Lord, that thou would grant him that utterance and that help from thyself. Lord, that every word that is spoken will be used to thy honour and to thy glory. Father, tarry with us. Close us each one in with thee, for it's in our Saviour's blessed name we ask all of these things. Amen. Our scripture reading is found in the book of Ezekiel and the chapter 18. The Old Testament book of Ezekiel, the chapter 18. And we're breaking into the chapter there at the verse 25. Ezekiel 18, and commencing to read at the verse 25. Yet ye say, the way of the Lord is not equal. Hear now, O house of Israel, is not my way equal? Are not your ways unequal? When a righteous man turneth away from his righteousness, and committeth iniquity, and dieth in them, for his iniquity that he hath done shall he die. Again, when the wicked man turneth away from his wickedness that he hath committed, and doeth that which is lawful and right, he shall save his soul alive. Because he considereth and turneth away from all his transgressions that he hath committed, he shall surely live, he shall not die. Yet saith the house of Israel, the way of the Lord is not equal. O house of Israel, are not my ways equal? Are not your ways unequal? Therefore will I judge you, O house of Israel, every one according to his ways, saith the Lord God. Repent and turn yourselves from all your transgressions, so iniquity shall not be your ruin. Cast away from you all your transgressions, whereby ye have transgressed, and make you a new heart and a new spirit. For why will ye die, O house of Israel? For I have no pleasure in the death of him that dieth, saith the Lord God. Wherefore turn yourselves and live ye. Amen. And we know that God will bless the reading of his own inspired word to each one of our hearts. Amen. We're going to stand together to sing our second hymn, Life for a Look.
It's good to be with you today to share God's word with you. And I do want to thank the Reverend Robinson for leading this service for us. The word of God before us is found in Ezekiel chapter 18, verses 31 and 32. Cast away from you all your transgressions, whereby ye have transgressed, and make you a new heart and a new spirit. For why will ye die, O house of Israel? For I have no pleasure in the death of him that dieth, saith the Lord God. Wherefore turn yourselves and live ye. Now here in this text, God is speaking to a people who seem to have almost a death wish. They seem to just carelessly want to die. Because the Lord says, why will ye die? It's like watching someone standing on the edge of a cliff. He's on the edge of the precipice. He's looking over the brink. It's a fearful drop below. And they appear as if they're just about to go over, almost suicidal in appearance. And if you see such a sight, what do? You shout out. You make some kind of exclamation, some warning. And you say, stop, turn, for why will ye die? And that's what this text is like. There is one on the brink, it is a sinner. One on the verge and the edge of eternity, it is a trespasser. It is the unconverted man or woman. It is the one who needs spiritual life, needs to be born again, who stands on the brink of eternity. The sinner, the Bible tells us, is on the broad road that leads to destruction. He is in danger of dying in his sins and being eternally destroyed. And so there he stands, close to the grave, close to perishing. In danger not only of the first death, but in danger of what the Bible calls the second death, the danger of dying in sin and going to that place which the Lord Jesus Christ calls the place prepared for the devil and his angels, the place of everlasting fire, the place where the fire is not quenched, the place called hell. And so the unconverted man standing on the edge of eternity, and one shouts out, and lo and behold, in our text, it is God Almighty himself. Why will ye die? For I have no pleasure in the death of him that dieth. And my message tonight, based on this text, is simply this. Don't die in your sins. There is no reason for you to die in your sins. And I want to give you reasons then why you should not perish, why you should not die in your sins. Reasons based on this text of Scripture that is before us. Sometimes whenever men are told that they have cancer and that their cancer is terminal and they are going to die, some people almost give up at that point. They lose the will to live sometimes, and they say there's no hope, and they just will to die. But the sinner doesn't have to be like that. The sinner has hope. Yes, it is true, he's perishing, but there's hope, because the sinner can turn and live and find life in Jesus Christ. And this text proves that. There's no need to perish in your sin. You can be saved. The question in the text, why will ye die, is the call of God to sinners not to remain spiritually dead, but to be born again and to receive everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The first reason, you don't need to die in your sin and perish, because God graciously stands and would warn you. That's what this verse says. It's a warning. Ezekiel the prophet is a watchman. Son of man, God said to Ezekiel, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore, hear the word of my mouth and warn them. And a watchman in Israel, that's what he did. He watched for danger approaching. He was in his tower. The people were outside the walls. They were working outside in the fields. Perhaps they lived in houses outside the safety of the walls. The watchman would watch, and if he saw danger on the horizon, he would blow the trumpet of warning. And our text tonight is exactly that. It's a trumpet of warning. And the prophet gives warning. But he gives his warning because he has heard the word of God. And God is a watchman too. God warns sinners. And that's what he's doing here. Why will you die? There's the warning. Now, we tend to think that warnings are unwelcome threatenings. We don't like being warned. But we should not think like that. Warnings are good. Warnings preserve us from harm and danger. Warnings of real danger come from good hearts. And a watchman has a good heart. And he's a concern for souls. And God is like that. Just as a father warns a wayward child, so God warns us sinners, graciously warning us. And that's what this text is. Sometimes whenever we walk by lakes, at certain places along the lake, you'll see signs saying danger, no swimming here. Because it's known that there are hazards at that part of the lake. And the authorities would be negligent if they didn't post warning signs. Now, you may be negligent of your soul, but God is not. For he warns us. He graciously gives us these blasts to alarm us. And so our text is a hazard text tonight. Why will you die? This is a place of danger. Turn away. Flee from the danger and live. Because God is gracious and kind. He would not want you to die without Christ. And he warns. But also, not only does God in a general way warn us sinners by blasting the trumpet, he specifically gives direction and commands. He tells you solemnly, but also very simply and very clearly, that you must do something to avoid the danger. So he doesn't just blow the trumpet and warn you. He gives direction, just as the watchman would. He would say to the people, when danger's coming, quickly, get into the city, get into the gates, flee from the danger, get behind the walls. Quick, leave everything behind and come. And God is like that. He says to the sinner, turn, leave your sins, flee into the city of refuge. And so he constantly gives positive direction. Repent and turn. Verse 30 says, cast away from you all your transgressions. Make you a new heart. Turn yourselves and live. And these are commands. Gracious commands. God telling us to get out of the place of danger and to escape for thy life. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Forsake your sins. If any man thirst, let him come unto me. Incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I make an everlasting covenant with you. Come unto me for safety and refuge. And so many commands of God to sinners in the gospel. Because he's gracious. He would not will the sinner to perish in his unbelief. And then also to these commands to turn and flee and believe, he also adds gracious promises to encourage the sinner. He doesn't just warn you. He doesn't just say, flee, come in, turn. He gives promises of life. What does our text say? Cast away from you all your transgressions. Turn yourselves. And then he adds this word, and live ye. That's a promise of life. You don't have to die in your sins. Why will you die? You can turn. You can come to me and you can have life. Abundant life. Why perish, sinner, when you can be saved? Why perish when the Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, the command of the gospel, but also the promise, and thou shalt be saved? Whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So these promises of grace as well. Incline your ear and come unto me, and your soul shall live, and I'll make an everlasting covenant with you. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. That's the call, that's the command, but also the promise, and I will give you rest. There's life. You can have life. Why will ye die when you can live through Jesus Christ? Perhaps you say today, my sins are too many. My sins are too great. Perhaps you say, I've been too long in the ways of sin. I've been too long away from God. And you're maybe saying, it's too late for me. No, it's not too late. For God says, why will you die? It's not too late, there's hope. God says, come now and let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Scarlet sins. You're not beyond hope. Turn you and live. Who is a God like unto thee, the Bible says, that pardoneth iniquity and passeth by transgression? That's the God of grace. He's abundant in mercy. Why will ye die? There is the notion of cleansing in the blood of Jesus Christ. Why will ye die? And where sin abounds, and it does abound, and it's maybe abounded in your life, but the grace of God can much more abound. Perhaps you say, there's nothing that I can bring. There's nothing that I can do. What does the Bible say? Oh, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, you have nothing. But you can come. You can come to Christ. You can come and buy the wine and milk of the gospel without money and without price. If you but turn, if you but leave your sins, if you but come in faith to the Lord Jesus Christ. No, there's no sinner beyond hope. None beyond the remedy of the gospel. For why will ye die? And also, another reason why you need not die in your sin, and God would assure you that you need not die in your sin, he specifically says, I have no pleasure in the death of him that dieth. It has no delight for God that you should perish in your sin. He would want you to turn. He would rather delight in mercy to you and in bringing to you the balm of the gospel. And then another reason that you need not die in your sin is that God has made provision for all of us sinners. There is the door of mercy open. Yes, there's danger, but you can flee within the city of refuge. The door is open. Christ is the door, and he says, come, enter in and be saved. There's a Savior. There's a fountain opened up for sin and uncleanness. There's grace. There's regenerating grace in the Holy Spirit. There's cleansing grace in the blood of the Lamb. You need not die and perish. There is remedy for your sin, for there is a gracious Savior, and he calls you. So the door of mercy is open. You can have a new heart. You can be born again. You can receive forgiveness and cleansing and the new birth experience. All of these are realities. You're not beyond hope. Why will ye die, therefore? There's a Holy Spirit. There is a Redeemer. What does the poet say? Why will ye die? The voice of God is calling. Why will ye die? Re-echo in his name. Jesus hath died to save from death appalling. Life and salvation, therefore go proclaim. There is life for a look at the crucified one. Look unto me, he says, and live. Look unto me and be saved. For why? Oh, why will ye die? For I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked. Let us pray. We seek God, ask his blessing on the word. Our gracious Father, we thank thee for thy loving kindness and thy grace. We thank thee for the gospel, the free offer of grace to all sinners. We pray it may please thee to bless the proclamation of it this day to the hearts of all that hear it, and be pleased to draw sinners to thy Son, Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for spending some time with us today around the Word of God. For further information, visit our website at ltbs.tv. We look forward to joining with you next time as we seek to let the Bible speak once again.